Right. It's February 27th. You have just tuned in to Shay Renee and Friends. And yes, we are live on the air. And everybody, welcome the crew. Sister, how you doing?
Well, hello, baby. How you doing? This is Sister Swing. Praise the Lord, children of the Most High. Hope you're doing great tonight. And as always, I'm so happy to be here. Praise the Lord.
All right, sister. All right, great to see you again. Another week, another day. So, you know, great to see you again. Glad you're doing good.
Yes, baby, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. God's good. Yes, he is. All the time. All the time. Yes, he is.
Well, yes, he is. All right, and there is the Coochie Queen, the guru of relationship and coochie news. How are you?
Wow, Shay, thank you. And sister, it's so good to see you. Yes, I am doing great, darling, and I'm so happy to be here. Hello, world. So good to be here. This is your Coochie Queen.
All right. Well, ladies, I'm just kind of, you know, I've had a great day today. How about you guys? It was like 70 degrees, which is like still February. Also, happy birthday to all the February babies. I don't know what sign that's in February, but anyway, happy birthday to you guys. My mom and my aunt, they've all celebrated a birthday. So happy birthday to you guys. And I wanted to say happy birthday to them. Also, we're going to be talking about a whole bunch of other stuff too, but I did want to give my birthday shout out because I do forget them sometimes, and I try to remember to give birthday shout outs every week, but I don't always do it, so count it to my head and not my heart. I understand that, okay? Anyway, I had a great day today, and ladies, how was your day today?
Well, I had a great day. I went out a little bit and did some errands and things like that, and just did a little something, you know, just to get out, because you're right, it was beautiful. It was beautiful.
But how about you, Coochie?
Well, yes, I did go well, you know, I do my little stuff during the day and stuff. You know, I volunteer and all of that, you know, with some people, elderly people that I know during the day. And, you know, if I have some counseling or coaching, I do that if there's something casual. And so, but anyway, I had an awesome day. And so I'm excited about when we come to the Coochie News this week. Yes. I've got some great, great information, relationship news. So definitely. You definitely want to stay tuned in. All right. Yes. Yes, we're going to definitely get to that. And we're going to get to your segment too tonight, sister.
And we're going to kind of do a little things because I'm going to deal with some topics. But then too, we're going to be talking about some other stuff. You know, I kind of do my little daily morning kind of ritual, I guess you would kind of call it. You know, I'm like a routine kind of person. You know, I'm flexible, adaptable, spontaneous. I need to be it all. But anyway, but I do like a schedule. And, you know, to be organized a little bit. Anyway, getting the routines and, you know, habits and stuff. And we're all creatures of habits if we admit, you know, we have a certain habit and, you know, schedule that we do every day. You know, we have certain mannerisms and stuff. As soon as we get up out of the bed, there's certain things that we do, you know. So we're all creatures of habits. And so, anyway, being a creature of a habit, you know, I get up. And it just depends on when I wake up. You know, I just kind of wake up when I wake up. But, you know, usually I wake up usually before 9 o'clock on a good day. Now, if it's not a good day, then I probably sleep till noon probably. Yeah. But anyway, so with that, waking up this morning and everything, I had my little morning meditation. And I kind of wanted to talk to that about that a little bit tonight and stuff, you know, a little bit with that on the news tonight. You know, we were talking about sowing and reaping, and it goes with the spiritual information too that you give each week also, sister. And you was kind of wanting to kind of talk a little bit about that. But anyway, part of my morning meditation about sowing and reaping. And you know, a lot of times we go and we do and we do and do and do, but even the Bible tells us that, you know, the vision, it's going to come. It may tarry. I mean, you know, it may seem like it's going to be a while, but wait on it. Wait on it. Because we got to remember that God is a man and he shall not lie. All right. And so we've got to wait on it, but the vision will come to pass. We just have to stay sensitive to God to hear him in the direction in which we should go into our lives. And so that's why I advise everybody that listens to the show to always keep God in everything that you do, in everything that you do, because your steps are ordered by Him. And so when you keep Him in everything, you're going to make sure that you make the right steps. That's going to bring Him the most glory in your time here on the earth, all right, to complete your purpose in the earth. And so anyway, that was some of my little morning meditation about sowing and reaping. I'm a country girl, came from a farming background. And so I get a different kind of visual and understanding when it comes to the farming, the sowing, and the reaping side of it. And anybody that wants to understand about the sowing and the reaping, plant something. You know, if you plant it starting as a seed and you watch it grow, that's the sowing and the reaping, man. And it's amazing what things, just things, simple things, you know, we sometimes want to look at these great grandiose things to, you know, find meaning in it. But you know what? Sometimes it's the simple things that you can find meaning in. And something as simple as a plant has meaning. And watching that plant grow, blossom, and bloom has meaning. It has meaning. And it's like a whole lesson in behind the whole thing of the plant growing and the process of the plant growing. And anyway, so that's just some of my meditation. And I've just kind of been in that little mood. And I kind of want to go to Sister so she can give a little bit more and expound upon it, because she is our spiritual inspiration.
Well, girl, I was about to blast the plate, honey, because I thought you was going to preach for a minute. And I was getting ready to pass the plate. I was going to pass it to Gucci first, and then I'm going to pass it to you. Well, now it probably wouldn't be proper for you to preach the message, you know? Well, yeah, they do that on Sunday. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you can bless yourself. Yeah. But, yeah, I was going to pass that plate, y'all, because you was doing your thing. Yes, you was. Yes, you was, honey. Woo! Praise it. Yes, Lord. Praise it. Yes, Lord. That's what I said. That's what I said. Well, sowing and the reaping. Well, let's talk about. Well, that says, there whatsoever a man sow, he shall also reap. And I remember, sister, remember, back in the day, I sowed a can of whoopies. Yeah, you know, sister. Back in the day, child. But I ain't never reaped it. But I'm like about 70 now. I can't swing like I used to. So I guess if it's time to reap, it be wiped out right now. But Lord, forgive me, because I didn't know what I did. But anyway, that's like my example of sowing and reaping, you know, and you got to make sure on what you sow, because see, I sowed a can of whoop-ass, but I don't want to reap whoop-ass. You see what I'm saying? That's why I gave you that example. I like to break it down to you so you can understand what I'm saying. See, the Lord break it down to you, because see, He called us sheep, and my pastor used to say, sheep is one of the dumbest creatures. I said, Lord, He said we dumb. Yeah, He said we dumb. The Lord called us sheep. I say He's the dumbest creature. And He said that without a sheep, without a shepherd, said a sheep would just sit there, sit there, sit there, sit there. Sit there, sit there, sit there, sit there. It just can't sit there without a shepherd. And so, that's what I found with the sowing and the reaping. And so you got to make sure you know what to sow, so that you know what you're going to reap. And so I like to sow happy stuff, and I like to sow praises to my Lord. And I'm Sister Three, and praise the Lord, children of the Most High. And I am your bad answer for this week. And thank you. Praise the Lord.
All right, sister. All right. All right. Great example. Great example. Okay. All right. Well, what you think, Coochie?
Well, I wasn't exactly ready the plaster plate like I did on with you, I would have contributed and gave some money with you. But, I mean, sister, now, don't get me wrong, baby. Okay? But, sister, now you know you should have gave a better example than that.
Well, I was just trying to get an example of when you sell something you don't want it, make sure you don't sell it. That's why I told the story. Come on, Coach. You know, that's why I was trying to explain it. Yeah, and break it down. You know, something like break it down.
Well, okay, I got that. Okay, okay. Well, now that you done clarified yourself, I understand that. Okay, I got you now. Okay. Well, Coochie, cool now. Okay, yes. I would have gave to the collection plate on that.
All right. Well, all right. Well, see, look, clarity is everything when communicating. And, you know, and the most important thing when it comes to communicating is listening. And this is, you know, and you learn this. It's called effective communicating. And so, I'm glad that we got to clarify everything, because now, Coochie, you understand, and sister, you got your point across of why you gave that example.
Well, yeah. That's why.
But yeah, okay. And so clarity is everything. And you know, and one of the things I want to talk about too is that, you know, leadership. It's important to have good communication when it comes to leadership. And, you know, I find this out too because of my purpose in life and the things, you know, because I keep God in everything. And so I know the call that He has on my life. And so I'm always careful with what I say. And sometimes I don't talk a lot because I know how powerful words can be. And so it says it's life and death within the power of the tongue. And so I'm always careful. And I don't talk a lot because I know that there's power in the tongue. And I know that the call of God that I have on my life, careful with what I say. And I'm realizing that. And I'm also realizing that, the mouth, man, I remember a lot of times back in the day, I didn't even have to fight. I could use my mouth. And so God was showing me that my mouth was powerful when I didn't even know what I was supposed to be doing. You understand what I'm saying? When I didn't even know my purpose, when I didn't even know my call, my destiny, why I was born, you know, upon the earth. And so I've realized that, and it's like I'm realizing more and more every day, you know. Do you see that, you know?
Well, yeah, I see that. And like I said, you know, I'm 77 years old. And my grandma used to always tell me, baby, if you get to the point to where you think you can't learn no more, well, die. You're going to die. Because life is a school of lessons. And it's a lesson every day. And so you're going to ever, forever be in the school of life until you leave out of here. Life is full of lessons. And so I learned that as a little girl. Because my grandma, I was ready to graduate. And I was like, yay, no more school. And she said, baby, she said, you just started school. She said, it's called the school of life. You know, my grandma used to say a lot of things to me. I didn't understand a lot of things.
Well, what were some of the things that she used to say to you?
Well, like, you know, I remember when, like, you know, some of the girls, like some of the mean girls, they would like tease me and stuff. And I remember going to my grandma and I tell her, Mama, I said, they saying something mean to me. And my grandma would put her hand on her hip and she would say, ain't that the pot calling the kettle black? And I'm like, what pots and pans got to do?
Well, I mean, do you know now?
No, I still don't know.
Coochie, do you know? Well, yes, I know. Okay, well, okay. Now, when they say, ain't that the pot calling the kettle black? That's kind of like, you see, it's a pot. It's like all cookware. So it's like, how you going to call me? And wait a sign. Like, that's the pot calling the pot a pot. A pot and the kettle. It's all. See, it's all cookware. It's all cookware. And so it's like, how you going to say something? You're all the same cookware. My grandmother had a way with explaining things. Some of the other things she used to tell us is, like, you can't lead, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. Have you heard that one?
Oh, I've heard that one, honey. Now, have you really tried to get a real horse to drink and he ain't thirsty? Them old folks wouldn't lie. They wouldn't lie.
Well, I know, you know they're not lying when they say those things. The thing is that when you're young, you're thinking pots and pans, you know. I'm talking about my friends. I'm not talking about pots and pans. I can't put the two and two together, you know. And so, or, you know, like birds of a feather flock together.
What? Oh, I remember that one now. Now, that's a good one. And, girl, let me tell you something. Now, the Lord speaking to me, yes, I said, okay, yes, Lord. I hear you, Lord. So you got to make sure what bird you are. Yes, okay. I heard alone. He said, birds of a feather flock together. He said, but you got to make sure you're with the right bird. You got to make sure you know what bird you are. And flock with the birds that are like you. Because birds of a feather flock together.
Okay, I got that. I totally understand that. I totally understand. Ladies, okay, look, we've been talking a while, and I'm actually off the outline. We're going to come back with some more news and some other stuff that we've got on the list. Anyway, and so with that being said, we're going to play you know what? This is a song. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Okay, here. This is for everybody that, you know, hey, who knows? You know, somebody's always going through something. You know what I'm saying? And so, who knows? You may be going through something. But anyway, hopefully, you know, this is Tuesday Motivation. Hopefully, this song encourages you and motivates you. And hey, always know you're in His hands. Okay, and His hands are all on you. He's got His eye on you.
A lot of us in this house tonight, we're on the potter's wheel right now. And it's not comfortable. It doesn't feel good. But we need to just take solace in the fact that even though it may not feel good right now, as long as I'm in His hands, I know that everything is going to be all right. Just text somebody, look them in the face, and tell them, I'm in His hands. Listen.
He sees. He sees the tears you cry.
And He shares.
He shares your pain inside.
And sometimes
you wonder why He
allows
you to go through what you go through.
What you go through. But listen.
Just know He has
on you. That's a good place to slip up those hands to give Him some praise. Oh, I can't get no help with Him. That's a good place to bless Him. Listen, listen to the words.
See your days are filled with dark clouds.
Even when the
No, he has his hands on you. Man, if that wasn't motivation, I don't know what it is.
God, that was some motivation, child. I'm trying to tell you, honey. That was some motivation, praise him. Woo! Woo, yes, yes, it was some motivation. Oh, I'm feeling the favor. I'm feeling it. Oh, yes. Yes, I'm feeling his presence, girl.
Well, good, good, good. This is all about Tuesday motivation, being motivated, being empowered. Man, I just got to do what I got to do, you know. That's just in me. That's just who I am. That's just who I am. And I can't get away or separate from who I am. And I love it. Yeah, I love it. I sure do. So, anyway, here's some news. Let's talk about some news or some trending topics and stuff. So, we've been talking about, the whole women empowerment and all of that. Now, I do want to say this about women empowerment. And, now, first of all, let's pay attention to women empowerment. Okay, now, African-American women, first and foremost, are at the bottom of the pay scale. And it shouldn't be. We're in 2018. And so that shouldn't, you know, be the case in 2018, where African-American women are at the bottom of the pay scale when it comes to pay. Women, you know, women, period. Women, period, shouldn't be at the bottom. A pay scale. I agree with equal pay, especially if you have the same job. I do agree with that. What do you think?
Well, I agree with that. I mean, because it's like, if you're doing the same job, same pay. I agree. Because it's same work. Same work. Yeah. I agree.
Okay. Yeah. So what do you think?
Well, I think qualification.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, you're right about that, yeah.
Well, okay, yeah. No, qualification, okay. True, okay. So, but you all agree to...
Oh, yes. We women.
Yes, darling.
Okay, all right. Well, we agree on that, okay. And so, I think the majority of the world agrees that, it's, you know, women are being empowered. And it's awesome, too, because, you know, we are seeing more women on the forefront and stuff in media, on TV. And I remember seeing it as a little girl and, you know, and seeing the images of, you know, the women that I saw on TV that motivated me to do the things that I'm doing now as an adult. Isn't that funny? You know, like, you know, the things that I did as a child, you know, I have a passion to do it as an adult, you know, so I guess I'm a kid at heart, I guess. I'm a big kid. But, you know, that was where I was at my most genuine self, you know, before everything else was like, believe this, do this, do that. You know, that was me and my most genuine, authentic self. So I'm glad that I can still tap into that, you know. And so that's something to, you know, be motivated. This is all about being motivated. So hopefully, you know, me just rambling on and stuff, hopefully you'll get something that motivates you, encourages you, and, you know, makes you, you know, have the drive and the passion and the fire, you know, to go to that next level, you know, put God first. And hey, he says, if you put me first and lift me up, he said, I'll draw men to you. He said, I'll draw them to you. Lift me up. He tells us that. Lift him up. And he'll draw. He'll draw him. You don't have to do nothing. All you have to do is lift him up. He'll draw. And I thank God for that. I thank God for foundation. I do. Roots. The opiate crisis.
Now, we don't need to get up on that. Yes, chap. Now, you did a show on that, though, didn't you?
Yes, we did a show. I had some, we did a show on that. Yes, we did. And not only do we need to deal with the opiate crisis, you know, we need to deal with all kinds of, you know, come on now. We say opiate crisis, but, you know, not only do we need to deal with the opiate crisis, we need to deal with crack, you know, or, you know, I mean, thing, anything that is affecting all races, we need to deal with it, because America is a big melting pot. You know what I'm saying? It's a big, huge melting pot, you know? And so we have to always keep that in consideration. You know, it's a big melting pot, you know, and we are humans, you know, we have civil rights, human rights. And so we need to deal with all kinds of crises that everybody's dealing with, you know? And so, but with the addiction side of it, what I've realized with addiction, and this is what I realized, one thing with addiction, and ladies, I'm going to let you guys talk in a minute, but I wrote down some notes that I definitely did want to cover tonight. And one thing that I did realize with addiction, and I just realized this like the other day, it just kind of just poof, you know, just popped in my head. You know, cause I don't know what I was doing, but anyway, it just popped in my head. So, but anyway, it reminded me back when I, you know, was diagnosed with MS, and I remember, you know, having medication. You know, I had several different types of medication when I first got sick, but I remember having, pain pills because, you know, I had dealt with some pain, and I remember taking it one day and the pain would not go away. And I broke one in half, took a little bit more, and the pain just seemed like it just would not go away. And I remember spending time, you know, with God and just, you know, kind of just saying, oh, Lord, just help me. Oh, God, take this pain away. Help me, Lord, help me. Oh, it's horrible. Can't deal with it. And so it was almost like God just began to speak to me about why I was feeling this pain. And it was so in the depth of an emotional thing. But God was showing me through what I was dealing with when I was going through my MS. And a lot of times we're in pain. And because of the pain that we're in, we'll find things to compensate or become codependent upon because there's something emotional, some pain there. And I'm talking about leadership tonight. And leadership, what it does is it lays down things. It'll lay it down for you. It'll break it down. You know, this is motivation, you know, and it'll break things down. But it also motivates you and it lifts you up because now, you know, we're being able to open up the door of discussion, you know, and open up the door to why is addiction so bad? Because, I mean, I'm addicted. You know, I'm addicted to stuff. You know, we're all addicted to something. You know, I love caffeine. You know, I make sure that's the first thing I do when I get up in, well, after I, you know, go to the bathroom and wash my face, I will start a cup of, I'll get me my coffee every morning. That is my thing. That's my thing, you know, and my phone. My phone is my other addiction. I'm learning to control myself. But Lord, don't let me be nowhere without no internet. Now, I don't know how I made it before the internet. I can't even remember how it was. Do you remember?
Well, yes, I do. I remember turning the round thing on the phone. Yes, I remember all that. So you don't remember?
I don't want to remember. I guess that's why.
Oh, okay. Well, that's understandable. Well, you know, I mean, I don't know what I would do without the internet. You know, but I'm learning to
discipline myself a little bit more. I'm learning to discipline myself a little bit more because, and this is why I can say that I'm learning to discipline myself more. And what it took for me to do it is loving myself more. It's that simple. Yeah. Loving myself more. Because it's like when I'm loving myself more, then I'm taking out more time to meditate. I'm taking out more time to, you know, get clarity, get balanced, and you know, and so I'm getting that way, and you know,
well, I like balance, and you know, the peace and all that. Yeah, I like all that, and you know, like I gotta get the shaking and nervous, honey, when it get like, you know, like chaotic. Yes, I get like a little nervous. I shall do. Yeah, mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm, yeah. Praise Lord, praise Lord.
Okay, well, what about you?
Well, you know, I don't have none. I really do. I like the peace. I love it. But me and my husband, we do a lot. We do a lot of stuff. We do a lot of stuff. We have a lot of fun. We do all of that. We do a lot of stuff. We have a lot of fun. And so I think that that is a thing, too. You've got to be active. You've got to live life. You've got to be adventurous. And I think that was what helped you to detach.
Yeah, it's a little hard, though.
But it's not hard when you're doing. It's not hard.
Okay, I kind of got that. Because you know what? When I am busy, I'm not thinking about it. But I do look at it now. I do. Sometimes, though, I've been around people and we have to put our phones up like they have a basket. Do you know how crazy people go having to put their phone up? Yeah. So that's how addicted we've become. And it's caused us to become desensitized to a lot of stuff, you know? And then that stems back. Now we're numb. So we've literally detached from anything emotional. So now we're numb. We're just numb. And I think, you know, and a lot of times, because you see it on social media. And I want to say that we're numb because you see it on social media. People would rather put a video of a fight or something, you know, I mean, and people have their prerogative to do that. But if that person ends up hurt or something, you know, that's endangering a person's life. You know, I remember back in the day, it didn't matter if you were in school, out of school, walking down the highway in the neighborhood, somebody was breaking up the fight. Somebody was stopping it. Somebody was keeping peace. Somebody was setting up order and dealing with those things and having you to talk it out and discuss it and deal with it and deal with the problem. And that's setting up the order, setting up order. And that's what comes with leadership, setting up order. And that comes with the call, too, you know, that I have on my life. But if you're a king, you have, you know, hey, every king, no, every David had a Nathan, you know, every one of them, you know, had an Aaron, you name it, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, every king, so, you know, hey, it comes in handy. It comes in handy, but leadership, man, you've got to have communication with leadership.
Well, you know, in the women's, and sometimes I do the teens, and sometimes I do the seniors, and then that's it. And sometimes I sing in the choir, but I kind of like sitting in the pew and singing. But it doesn't matter. I just sing anyway, though, because I just love to praise the Lord. I just love to praise.
Well, yo, we know that. We know that's what's for you. We do. All right. So, anyway, so anyway, we've done that. We've got upcoming elections and stuff coming up. So guys, get ready for that. I've been meeting some, political figures here running and, excited about who's going to be on board, for this season, this election season, excited about that. Got some good people coming up so far that I've met. You know, I haven't met too many, but, you know, the ones that I have met seem pretty cool. Some of the gun violence. Oh, Florida teens are standing up. They're making a stand against the gun violence and shootings, gun laws, wanting gun laws changed to keep children safe in schools. And teenagers are standing up. And one young lady said, you know, it's BS. It's BS. We need better gun control. We need better gun laws. Enough is enough. Our children should feel safe going to school and in schools. And so that's been a big thing. We're going to wait and see how that pans out. I don't think anything has been discussed. Well, I think the age is going to increase because Florida says that you can get it, I think, at 18. And I think the age has been raised to 21. And so I don't know what other laws are going to be put in place to bring forth regulations. There are companies that are corporations that are backing out from the NRA. And so, and the NRA has been having an uproar about it. So we're going to see. They contribute a lot of money to the, you know, to the party. So we're going to see how it all pans out and stuff. We're going to see. You know, we will see. We will see. Mm-hmm. All right. So anyway, sister, you got something to talk about before I play another song? I think we're going to go into another song. And okay.
Well, do you want me to introduce this song, babe?
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. What song are we going to play? Okay, this one is called Forgive Them, Father by Lauryn Hill. We'll be right back after this. Praise the Lord. It's all about motivation.
Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. Although them again we will never, never, never trust. Them don't know what they do. They go to yai while I'm sticking like glue. Blinking green while they're plotting for you.
Pedal, while black people always be the ones to settle, march through these streets like Soweto.
All right, and that was Lauren.
What do you think?
It just happened, like things just going on, and then.
Oh yeah.
Like,
I was like, who is that talking? That scared me for a minute. I was like, wait a minute, who else is in here? Like, wait a minute.
It scared me too, girl. Why did it scare me? Because Lord don't give us spirit. No, he doesn't. Well, he gives us a mind, honey.
Oh, well, yeah, you're right, yeah. But did you hear the talk? Yeah, I mean, did you anybody hear the talking? Okay.
Well, baby, yeah, we heard it. Weren't you? I just didn't know who it was. I got to look to the left. I was like, who walking in? But anyway, yeah, you didn't know the song went on.
Well, I didn't know it. I didn't know they talked it, you know. I forget. I didn't know. I forget.
Well, sometimes you just forget.
Well, that's right. Sometimes you just forget. You're right. You know, you gotta love. You gotta love your sister. You just gotta love you. You just have a way of just saying everything. Just everything. You just have a way. Okay. Now, oh, what was I gonna do? Oh yeah. Okay. Now, back to leadership. Now that goes along. Cause see, now one thing I'm finding out too is that, you know, I know what my call is because it's like I'm a detailed person, and I have to have and design and bring order to things, you know. And so whenever it's like chaotic, you'll see me and I'll duck out because it's like I have to separate from the chaos to focus. Does anybody ever feel like that? You know, I mean, think about it though. Chaos is almost like a lot of traffic, you know, and I mean, who likes to sit in traffic for hours? Exactly. So that's how I feel about chaos. But anyway, and so part of the call that I have, and you know, and is to bring awareness and enlightenment and encouragement, sometimes correction, you know, because prophets were never popular in the Bible, you know. Now they were popular because, you know, kings used them, you know what I'm saying? But I'm talking about like to the average masses of the people. A lot of times they were pretty bad. They, you know, they weren't liked because a lot of people don't like, you know, to be enlightened and light shine. A lot of people don't like that. Now, you know, a lot of people like to shine lights, you know, on others. They don't like necessarily have that light shine on them. And that's the thing, is that, you know, you always turn that light on you, you know. But if you have a word for someone, always give it in love, you know, because that's what love is. Love corrects. Even the Bible says that God corrects his children, and he corrects us because he loves us, you know. And so anyway, and those things that you go through, you know, I've learned it's just been a pruning. You know, I tell people all the time when people ask me, well, you know, when you was going through your, you know, your thing with the MS, you know, what was your greatest deliverance? You know, what was your greatest testimony? And I tell them all the time, getting free from me, that was my greatest miracle when I got MS. Getting free from me, from myself. Because I was a mess as a woman, as a wife, as mother, all that. And it took MS for me to learn what it was to be a woman and what it was to be by a man and be a wise woman that built her home and not a foolish woman that would tear her house down with her own hands. And so that's why I keep God in everything that I do. And that's why you should keep God in everything that you do. Hopefully you've been motivated tonight. This has been Tuesday Motivation. Ladies, you have anything, last words that you want to say? Yeah, the show was a little different because, you know, I did my little meditation. It's just something that's been on me. And this is how, you know, I think that, you know, I don't know how the show is going to flow or anything, you know. I know God is doing some things in me, in my life, and even with the show and my... And I'm not sure exactly, and that's why I've been spending time trying to figure out, you know, I know it's going to be about the people, And so, you know, and I know it's going to be about the news, you know, bringing it from a different perspective. As always, I love doing that. And so, anyway, and so make sure, guys, if you're in the Florida area, guys, make sure, as those teenagers said, you know, write your local congressman about those gun laws. And I don't know if you saw this article too. I don't know if it was real. I have people that have they've been sending me, you know, news for years. And so, you know, I always, even if I don't respond, know that if I don't respond to your inbox, hey guys, I appreciate you all for always sending me news, information, and everything, and keeping me informed, you know, because hey, you guys make this show possible, you know, because a lot of things I don't know because of you. And so you're part of the whole team. And hey, Ms. Shay Renee and friends. So I thank you, friends. Much love to you as always. And so I don't know. I didn't get to check the story out too much. But anyway, I'll definitely touch on that more next week because I didn't have the time to check out that story concerning the Florida school shooting. Now, you guys know that the police officer, the security guard, was standing outside. He did not, or the officer did not go inside the building with the shooter who had an AR-15, and the security guard that was outside, I think they just had a regular pistol or something like that. But anyway, so that officer, I believe, was suspended. I don't know, let go. But anyway, the article said that the medics and the police were told not to go in to the school. So I don't know about that. Now, I know that the Florida governor did say that he was going to investigate why and what actually happened. So I'll definitely keep you guys informed on that. But definitely be careful. Guys, be careful with your children, man. This school stuff is crazy. So definitely be careful with your children. Children ought to be free to get a education. I mean, dang, you know. But I guess, you know, hey, it was a public school, you know. So I guess, you know, since that's free schooling, I guess, you know, they say, hey, get what you pay for. But no, education should be free. And so, and it should be good education, and our children should be safe and being able to learn. I remember just being able to be a kid. Ain't it great just to be able to just grow up and just be a kid? That's beautiful. I know. I think it is beautiful. I think it is beautiful. You know, just enjoying being a kid. You know, sometimes we make our kids grow up too fast. We just need to enjoy being kids. And I tell you, if I could go back to being a kid, I was so ready to get grown, you know. And I remember parents and grandparents used to tell you all the time, oh, yeah, you better enjoy being, you know, yeah, you want to grow up. You don't want to grow up too fast. You better enjoy being a kid. Well, I say that to all young people. Enjoy being young. Enjoy being a kid. Don't try to rush it, child. Okay? Don't try to rush it. Okay? So, anyway, with nothing else, sister.
Sister is out, and I am dropping the mic.
All right, Sister Teacher, you trying to be hip. All right, look at you. Coochie.
Okay. Well, good night, y'all. And, hey, until next week, because we ain't been getting into our relationship now. So until next week, take care of the coochie.
All right, guys, we're going to go out with. How about Slim? Yeah, we're going to go out with Joel Osteen and some Slim Thug. Yeah, I think that's what we're going to do. Anyway, yeah, that's what we're going to do. Until next week.
I want to talk to you today about the right people. Who you spend your time with will have a great impact on what kind of life you live. There are people God has already ordained to come across our path to help us fulfill our destiny. People that inspire us, challenge us, make us better. The right people have already been lined up. But here's the key. If you're spending time with the wrong people, you'll never meet the right ones. If you're hanging around people that are not going anyplace, people that are dragging you down, causing you to compromise, draining your energy, then you're going to get stuck. You can't hang out with chickens and expect to soar with eagles. You're going to become like the people you continually associate with. You want to know what you're going to be like in 5 years? Look at your friends. If your friends are going places, have a spirit of excellence, kind, generous, courteous, then those qualities are going to rub off on you.
Gotta get these blessings, so tired of stressing, learning new lessons, plenty questions, it's time for testing, never ever resting, I'ma stay grinding, so I stay shining, like a diamond, I'ma stay climbing, to the next level, in due timing, trying to line up with them bosses, trying to soar high with them eagles, can't chill with none of you chickens, I'm trying to get rich with my people, too high to see you hate. Too blessed to pay y'all minds. I ain't got nothing to be mad at. I'm drop head, top down. Thanking God all the time for helping me live my dreams. And for exposing all of those who wasn't right for my team. I'ma keep receiving this game. If it's for the better, I'll change. Only live once, better do it right. I'm trying to leave a legacy, man.
Complainers find other complainers. That's the saying. Birds of a feather flock together. My challenge is simple. Make sure you're flocking to the right group. Victorious people associate with other victorious people. Winners hang out with winners. Happy people hang around other happy people. Eagles soar with other eagles. We don't like change. We want it to be just like it was when we were hanging out, growing up together. But it's a new day. You have children, you have parents to take care of, you have more responsibility.
It's a new day, I got kids to feed, plus I got needs, understand that please, before you try to blame me, about being greedy, I'm just trying to be all I can be, you should have stayed down instead of knocking me, now you're on the sideline watching me, feeling like I'm where you supposed to be, mad cause you ain't see what I see, I put God first and went guided, see I came in the game focused, you was playing games in the project, tired of being at the bottom, trying to take my family to the top. Only want to work with them winners and keep raising up my stock. You still posted on the same block, trying to move work out the same spot. Treating jail like it's in and out, and every time you get out, you got your hand out. I don't know what your new plan by, but it ain't working if you still hurting. No more excuses, no more complaining, just praying hard with hard working.
But just because somebody is related to you doesn't mean they're connected to you. They may have your blood, but they don't have your spirit. They may not have heard the call God put on your life. And this doesn't make them a bad person. It just means God has a different assignment for them. Maybe they're at a different level in their growth, but they're not right for you for this season. This is one of the hardest things we have to deal with, letting go of people that are not supposed to be in our lives.
Can't let you slow me down, can't let you slow me down. Can't let you hold me down, can't let you hold me down. If you ain't trying to get better, better move around. If you ain't helping, you hurting, I'm trying to chase that crime. I pray for success, I pray that you're blessed, I pray for your best, but all the stress that you brought in my life, I lost all respect, we family so it's all good, I ain't tripping, I still speak, but the trust has been broken, ain't no more working with me, being by myself I'm at peace, I'm too old to be out in these streets, I gotta take care of my kids, I ain't got time to have beef, I just got time to do me, and see what's next out there for me to see. Ain't trying to block my blessings, so I listen to God when he speaks.
Bottom line, don't hold on to what God is asking you to walk away from. Another thought, you shouldn't spend a lot of time with people that are always negative, people that are constantly discouraged. You got to keep them cheered up, keep them fixed. And I'm all for helping people. I'm all for being a blessing. Sometimes we have to love people back into wholeness. But if you're always giving and never receiving, that's an unhealthy relationship. You need to gradually make a change.